This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, hopefully, we're going to have the views of Dr. Jerry Corsi here in a few minutes, certainly one of my favorite commentators and writers. But before we do, we'll just wait a moment. Supposedly he's going to be on the line shortly, but right now I just wanted to talk to you about President Obama and the fact he keeps talking about how certainly he wants to bring jobs back to the United States and how we're going to have jobs, and yet his entire policy is that of the establishment. I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. They work, their goal is laid out in Agenda 21 and the Earth Charter. And they talk about equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations. And you get equitable distribution of wealth between nations by shipping our jobs overseas. So that's the real agenda, but they can't tell the American people that. They'd rise up in righteous indignation if people understood that the real goal is to send America's wealth and jobs and manufacturing overseas. So they keep saying, oh, we're working to bring the jobs back, whereas the truth of the matter is they're not any more than when they talk about, oh, my goodness, we want, of course, to bring down the price of gasoline. You know, so gasoline's got to be cheaper because it's going to affect the economy. And yet, of course, President Obama cancels the pipeline, because which would, of course, allow the bringing of the tar sand, oil from the tar sands to American refineries. And he just cancels that, does everything he does to discourage drilling to make us more dependent upon other countries. So they say one thing, they do another, and the American people really don't understand what's going on. Well, we got Dr. Corsi on the line. Dr. Corsi, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Dr. Stan. Great to be with you.
What are we going to talk about tonight?
Well, I think we should talk about Sheriff Arpaio's investigation and the continuing Obama birth certificate and other identity and, you know, crises. The fact that Obama has lied about his past, and finally the truth is beginning to come out.
All right, sounds good to me. And for those of you who haven't read Dr. Corsi's book, Where is the Birth Certificate? That is a great book. I was a little skeptical. I mean, how are we to write a whole book about the birth certificate? But it is an amazing history of Barack Hussein Obama's background and the fact that most of what we've been told suddenly is just not true. There's a lot of mystery about him, about where he was when he was supposed to be at Columbia University. And it's almost as if there's always been an invisible force behind Barack Obama. It sounds a little melodramatic, but I don't think so. You pick up the story, Dr. Corsi.
Well, the most recent is we had a story published in WND, World Net Daily, on Monday that was picked up. I guess it was published on Tuesday. It was picked up by Drudge. And the story went viral on the internet. It was about a postman in Chicago who had delivered mail to the Ayers family home, to the mother and father of Weather Underground bomber Bill Ayers. And the postman learned that Obama was a foreign exchange student the Ayers were putting through school.
Well, I mean, if he's an American, how could he be a foreign exchange student? That doesn't make any sense. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess, of course, is Dr. Jerome Corsi, and we're going to be talking more about this. The story of the mailman, of course, just came out this last week. The mailman who delivered mail to the Ayers family 50 years ago. Go right ahead, Dr. Corsi.
Well, the mailman had given a story in 2009 he pointed out on a blog that he had delivered mail to the...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's PROPAX.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? Even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
...1980s, it actually delivered mail to the Ayers family, and because they're the father of William Ayers, who was a convicted bomber, a terrorist. But anyway, of course, the Ayers family had talked about how they were helping this Indonesian student, this foreign student to school, and said apparently the postman had met the young black man on one occasion, and he had heard him say something about wanting to come and thank this family, the Ayers family, for putting him through school. But pick up the story.
Well, the whole shocking nature of the postman story, and if you watch the video I did of the postman, I flew into Chicago and did about 4 hours of taping of the postman. He's very credible. He was clearly not a slick speaker. He is an honest postman telling his story. And the idea that the Ayers family, Bill Ayers, the radical bomber, the weather underground terrorist, his family paid for Obama to go to Harvard Law School. It's pretty shocking. As a foreign exchange student, I mean, that's very damaging information that Barack Obama was a foreign student. And then this places the Obama knowing the Ayers family much earlier than Obama's ever admitted to, because Obama said he didn't know Bill Ayers until after he moved back to Chicago. He was just some guy in the neighborhood. The kids went to school together. I reported this in The Obama Nation when I wrote that book. And it's all a lie because Ayers, of course, is much older than Obama. And his kids were much older. They never went to school together. And this would mean that The Ayers family knew Obama well enough, even when he was a student at Harvard, to have paid for his way at Harvard, and that he was a foreign student, meaning Indonesia. And also, Obama told the postman, and, you know, talking to him, I think the year was, best I can place it, was 1989, in front of the Ayers home, Obama said he was going to be president one day, which the postman took to be kind of shocking, but Obama said it as a matter of fact. And the postman recognized Obama's voice when he was running for president. And then, of course, the physical characteristics. He said he was thin, black, male, light complexion, and big ears. And he recognized Obama immediately as this young black male he'd met when he was in 1989, when Obama was at the end of his first year at Harvard. He was a clerk that year at the Sidley Austin Law Firm in Chicago, where, by the way, Bill Ayers' father, Tom Ayers, had placed Obama and Bernardine Dorn, the Weather Underground terrorist who was married to Bill Ayers. She was working at the same firm as an intern at that time.
Well, Sydney, it all sort of fits together. Sydney, we know that Obama has lied a great deal about his background, Sydney, about his family, and he has actually said, you know, inadvertently at times, that he is a Muslim. He corrected himself, but talked about his Muslim faith, denies he had bowed down before the King of Saudi Arabia, and yet you can look at the videos are up on my website. You can actually see him bowing almost to a right angle before the King of Saudi Arabia when he is the President of the United States. But, of course, the question is, what is this invisible force behind Obama, and why would he say almost 30 years ago that one day he would become the President of the United States unless he had some inside knowledge, unless there was an invisible force behind Barack Hussein Obama? But please go right ahead.
Well, I think that the story is important because it's really firsthand testimony. The postman is testifying to what Mary Ayers, Bill Ayers' mother, said and his conversation with Barack Obama in 1989. And it places Obama as a foreign student, which, again, if Barack Obama was a foreign student, he was really adopted in Indonesia. We know he used the name Barry Satoro. He used the name of his, the surname of his stepfather. And if Barack Obama had truly been an Indonesian, and gone to school as an Indonesian citizen, as a Muslim, had used Barry Satoro as his name, was registered even in the United States as a foreign student, this would disqualify Obama from being president, because a foreign student, someone who has a nationality, citizenship in Indonesia, is not going to be a natural-born citizen under Article 2, Section 1.
And yet all this is covered up by the controlled media.
Well, this is, I think we found this out because of Sheriff Arpaio's investigation, and it is reported in WND and then was made a major story after Drudge picked up the story and it went viral. There was over 2 million people that have read the story. On Tuesday this week, it was the fifth most read story on the Internet when it was posted by WorldNet Daily and then out by Drudge, reposted and linked to. So, again, Dr. Stan, there's a blackout of the mainstream media. The mainstream media won't report anything negative or that's detrimental to Obama. But when the information is developed, when we see the sheriff's posse, you know, the law enforcement group really coming up with law enforcement investigation that develops information, affidavits, postman gave an affidavit, and information that's solid, that contradicts Barack Obama's narrative, this is going to be very damaging information for the Obama campaign 2012, because the American people are beginning to realize that Barack Obama lied about his identity, and Sheriff Arpaio has said there's probable cause to believe that Barack Obama's not only his birth certificate, but that his Selective Service draft registration card is a forgery. In other words, crimes have been committed in Obama's identity document, which is extremely damaging information that's coming forward from Sheriff Arpaio's investigation in Maricopa County, Arizona. As we follow this through, I think it's going to build through the year, coming into Election Day, that a very different picture of Obama, one that indicates he's living an assumed identity. I mean, think of it, Dr. Sand. You've got somebody in the White House that Sheriff Arpaio is saying identity documents for Barack Obama, his birth certificate, his draft registration card, his Social Security card, these are fraudulent documents. How can we have somebody in the White House whose basic identity documents are fraudulently created, forgeries?
Well, the reason that they're able to get away with this is because the American media is not telling the American people the truth. And thank goodness for writers such as yourself, for Joseph Farah, who puts out WorldNet Daily, for Drudge, for Alex Jones, and some of the others who are getting the truth out, at least to a minority of the American people, something we've never had the ability to do before.
Well, this is, I think, critical, and that stands why your radio show is so important. It's the alternative media that right now are communicating the truth to the American people. The mainstream media in the United States is like a controlled political media, and it's not going to report anything that's adversarial to Barack Obama, because the narrative is one that's supposed to support Obama. It's supposed to be this great, magical, diversity leader that's going to, you know, bring us all together and advance economically. It's all a lie. Barack Obama's a divider. I wrote an Obama Nation. He's caused more racial divide than any president before Barack Obama. Barack Obama would abandon Israel, I predicted. Now that's happened. Barack Obama would try to unilaterally disarm the United States, was trying to do that. And we would enter into an economic downturn where we would end up a weaker, more divided nation, facing high unemployment, high oil prices, and an economic future of limited growth. That's exactly what's happened. I predicted that when I wrote Abomination, 2008. Because Barack Obama has said, if you really study who Barack Obama is, he was raised as a radical socialist, really a communist. He was indoctrinated with communist thinking. He was raised in a privileged life and prepared and groomed to be in politics as a figurehead with people like George Soros in background funding him and calling for the agenda. But Barack Obama was a slick politician, spoke well, diversity looked good, and Barack Obama's like a fake bill of goods sold to the American people under false pretenses.
Well, I certainly agree with you, Dr. Garcia. The thing is, we've just got to get the American people to understand that they've been sold a bill of goods, that there really are people working certainly at the highest levels of our government with an intense hatred of America, and they have a different version of what this country should be like. And until people understand that, nothing is going to change. And this is why the alternative media reaching people, and really, of course, it's amazing that 2 million people could have gotten that story in this one single week.
Well, actually, in less than 2 days. That was one of the most read stories on the Internet, my story about the postman and his encounter where the Ayers family said they were funding him through Harvard as a foreign student. That story is one of the most read stories this week on the Internet.
Well, I think that people have to understand that he certainly was registered as a foreign student. He came into this country as a foreign exchange student. How can you be a foreign exchange student if you're an American citizen? So there has always seemed to have been an invisible force behind Barack Hussein Obama, moving him towards the presidency of the United States. And he was well aware of that, having told the postman this was exactly what was going to happen there somewhere around 1989. Go right ahead, Dr. Garcia.
Well, I think to understand what you've got with Barack Obama, and this is where Sheriff Arpaio's investigation is going to be so seriously damaging to Obama.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Is Barack Obama's birth certificate is fraudulent, and that his draft card is fraudulent, and basically he uses a fraudulent Social Security number on his draft card. Now, these are all serious felonies, and yet the only person who's really gone into this in law enforcement is Sheriff Arpaio there from Phoenix, Arizona. He's come under tremendous pressure. But at least he's had the courage to look into it, to investigate it, came forward with a report pointing out the fact that everything that's going on today suggests that Barack Obama is an imposter. He is not an American citizen. He has a fraudulent birth certificate, fraudulent draft card, fraudulent Social Security card. So what's the next step, Dr. Corsi?
Well, I think the the criminal investigation is going to continue. There's going to be much more developed, many more startling revelations. I think this issue of the postman saying that he delivered mail to Bill Ayers' parents, and that Mary and Tom Ayers, the parents, put Obama through school, funding his education at Harvard as a foreign student. This is pretty shocking information. And as it got posted, it was WND.com published the information this week, and it got posted on Drudge. It went viral. It was one of the largest read, most commonly read stories, frequently read stories on the Internet this week. So the mainstream media is being bypassed by WND, by Drudge, by radio shows like yours, Dr. Stan. And American people are beginning to realize that Obama has lied about who he is and his background. If Obama was an Indonesian citizen adopted by his stepfather using the name Barry Satoro when he was in Indonesia at ages 4 through 10, if Obama went to Pakistan from his college years at Occidental as a Indonesian, using an Indonesian passport. These all compromise Obama's citizenship, and he's not a natural-born citizen under Article 2, Section 1 of the Constitution. These are very serious issues, and they're not going to go away. Sheriff Arpaio is going to continue to pursue these issues right through to the election.
Well, you know, it's very interesting. Apparently, there have been something like 8 or 10 different efforts to change this constitutional requirements for being a natural-born citizen before Obama became president. In other words, somebody was trying to change the structure of our society so that people who were not American citizens could become president, almost as if there was a force out there that wanted to make it an easy path for Barry Sotero, or Barack Hussein Obama, to become the American president. This has been tried repeatedly. Why would anybody want, of course, to make it easy for somebody who was not an American to become the president of our nation, unless there was an organized effort to prepare somebody who is going to come in and markedly change America from a free to a totalitarian society? But please go right ahead.
Well, I think Dr. Stan, that Barack Obama has seen himself as president of the world, that United Nations rules, Trump, U.S. rules, and he's not going to worry about being a natural-born citizen, which the left views as a xenophobic requirement that ought to be ignored, even though it's in the Constitution, Article 2, Section 1. So Obama has lied about his identity. Does not tell an honest story about his time in Indonesia, will not let the records be examined. Obama was a natural-born citizen. If he was, there was no truth to his being registered at Occidental College for College as a Indonesian foreign student, why can't we see the records? The same with Obama at Columbia and Harvard. If he was registered as a foreign student, why can't we see the records? Well, you can't see Obama's school records, even his kindergarten records, because Obama has them all sealed and will not release them to the American public.
How can he seal those? Does he have the power as the president?
Privacy. He won't release the privacy restriction.
I see. Well, I think that if there's nothing to conceal, why is he concealing it? That's the obvious question we should be asking. Ladies and gentlemen, if we have an imposter in the White House, if we have a man whose loyalty is to something else, maybe this explains why suddenly he's doing everything he can to disrupt our economy, to plunge us into unnecessary wars, why he has kept our boys over there in Afghanistan, still keeping our boys over in Afghanistan. We're uniting the Muslim world against the United States, crushing country after country and joining together behind the Muslim Brotherhood. Why are they doing that?
While the storm clouds gather for a prompt This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here on the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And certainly Sheriff Arpaio there in Phoenix has come forward and pointed out that the long-term birth certificate is fraudulent, that Barack Obama has a fraudulent draft card, he has a fraudulent Social Security number. These are all fraudulent activities. And then, of course, certainly the most recent expose was the fact that there is this postman who was given an affidavit, a sworn affidavit, that when he was delivering mail back in the late 1980s, he was, of course, acquainted well with the Ayres family, the parents of William Ayres, who was a terrorist bomber. And certainly Barack Obama has mentioned, oh, well, he lived in the neighborhood. I never really knew him. But apparently the Ayres family had told the postman that they were putting this black student through Harvard University, and that they were helping to finance this black student from Indonesia. So the mailman certainly has talked about this, but now they have a sworn affidavit. Dr. Corsi spent 4 hours with him. The article hit the internet this last week. And within 2 days, sort of several million people had read the article, and certainly there seems to be little doubt that we have an imposter in the White House who is working against the best interest of the United States. Why, in heaven's name, would he cancel this major pipeline that we need to bring the oil from the oil sands in Alberta out to the refineries along the coast. Well, basically, he wants, of course, to limit our use of oil, to drive up the cost of oil, to destroy our economy. He knows exactly what he's doing. They just don't want the American people to know. Now, suddenly, Dr. Corsi, do you have a website or any place that people can go to get more information or to get your book?
Yes, I'm a staff writer on WND.com, WorldNet Daily, WND.com. And I've done two new electronic books. Dr. Sandy, you can see them on Amazon.com and the Kindle store, or in BarnesandNoble.com for the Nook. One is on Saul Alinsky, the evil genius behind Barack Obama. And the other is with the head investigator of the cold case posse, Sheriff Arpaio's posse. Is called, the book is called A Question of Eligibility. And it will be updated. If you buy it one time, you can get the updated version just by downloading them. And if you take a look at Corsi, C-O-R-S-I, you'll find my electronic book. The whole idea is to do some books at a cheaper price that will be able to be updated and available to readers. And if you don't have a Kindle or a Nook, you can buy the book on Amazon.com in the Kindle store, or a Barnes & Noble on the Nook store, and just download the Kindle or the Nook software onto your PC or your Mac. You don't need to buy a PC or Mac to read an electronic book.
All right, fine. Well, let's go to Heinrich, who's calling us from Connecticut. Hi, Heinrich. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Good evening, Mr. Corsi. Yeah, I heard you also on Alex Jones. Excellent show now.
Thank you.
Here's the thing. I think also they should change something in the Constitution in this way. Remember the thing, everybody out there remembers the thing with the impeachment of Clinton. The problem is that if you impeach this guy, the Congress would do it. There should be some way where the people could do it. And if they impeach him, then they got to have another process where you try to recall him from office. In other words, like Clinton was impeached,
right?
But he wasn't removed. And that's
right.
A loophole that the Founding Fathers did have.
He wasn't convicted.
Well, the thing was, Heinrich, he was impeached, which meant that the House of Representatives said there was reason to suspect him of crime. But the removal comes by the Senate, and, of course, what happened was that they just weren't enough senators who were willing to look at the evidence or powerful forces behind Bill Clinton, just as there are powerful forces behind the Hussein or Barack Hussein Obama. It's not the defect in the Constitution. It's that the senators were not willing to do their duty and enforce the law. Anything else you want to say, Heinrich?
Right. Well, let me ask this. The other thing I was going to say is this. What can we do about this? Because obviously, you know, I talk to some people around here, and especially, you know, I'm not belonging to any group. I'm not a neo-Nazi or anything like that but it seems to be, I'm about to say is that when you talk to some black people, especially some older black people, they act like this guy could do nothing wrong. And this is the main thing I get. It's more, not even some of the so-called progressive ones in New York, is stupid stuff that nobody cares about. It's more important that we have a black president, or, you know, partially black, you're not even fully that, whatever. And that we evolve and all of that.
Okay, Heinrich, let's go ahead and get Dr. Corsi's views on that. Go right ahead, Dr. Corsi.
Well, I think it's been used to protect Obama, the idea of racism or any criticism of Obama is racism. It's important to have a black president to evolve us as a species. It's all nonsense. If the man is a criminal, if he's committed crimes, or, you know, there are identity problems with the birth certificate or the Social Security number of the draft card.
Yeah, his college records are sealed. His
college records are sealed.
Yeah.
We have the Constitution. The Constitution applies to all people of all colors, of all ages, of all genders, and everything else. And so, look, we've either got a rule of law or we don't have a rule of law. All these arguments are just used by the left to deflect criticism of someone they know is fatally flawed, Barack Obama.
Okay,
yeah, but what do we do about it? That's the thing.
Okay, well, I think there's going to be. What can we do about it?
Continuing impeachment. There's going to be continuing investigations, either impeachment proceedings that will occur or vote against Obama and get him out of office so he's not reelected.
All right, I think it's so vitally important that this that it becomes a major issue in the upcoming election. Why would anybody want, of course, to vote for a man who has lied to us and has done so much to undermine America? I think that this is the real major issue. Certainly, his economic policies have led to disaster. Certainly, the price of oil is going up. Our troops are still in Afghanistan. 10 years after, over 10 years after the 9/11 attack, our troops, no matter what they say, troops and contractors are still in Iraq, and it looks like, of course, Obama is working behind the scenes to topple many of the Muslim nations over there. This Arab Spring is obviously an intelligence operation, and you can see the CIA's hands all over it. Why would we be toppling the existing Arab nations and bringing them under the control of the radical Muslim Brotherhood? And I don't think anybody really wants to suddenly address those issues. So basically, I really do not believe that Barack Hussein Obama suddenly has America's best interests at heart. What do you foresee as far as the election coming down the line? Do you think that this will be a major issue in the election?
I think it's going to affect millions of voters and millions of people. I think I've said millions of people still care about the Constitution. They're going to want to know who Obama is. And if Obama is still talking about his birth certificate and his Selective Service card and is facing criminal prosecution, or those who support him are facing criminal prosecution going into the election 4 years after he was elected president, that's a serious problem. And I don't think Barack Obama is going to be able to just slough it off and make jokes about it, because he's going to lose millions of votes, including in states where the people who are concerned about this issue may make tip the difference, maybe the margin, in close states, including Wisconsin, Ohio, a list of others, North Carolina, where Barack Obama cannot afford to lose 5 or 10% of the voters on an issue like this.
Well, I certainly agree with that. Let's go to Jack calling. Jack, do you have a question for our guest this evening?
Yes, yes, I do.
Okay, what was the question?
Yes. Well, Dr. Drum, I want to thank you for also, a few weeks ago, elucidating the facts on John Cruise and the world banking.
Thank
world,
you, yeah.
World fraud. Okay. I hope Dr. Stan will bring you back for that sometime.
Sure.
My question is, in light of everything that's happening relative to the president presiding over the obvious destruction economically and monetarily of our country, it seems that the Rothschild Bank of England...
Well, Jack, do you have a question? Thanks so very much. Let's go on to John calling from Washington State. Eric, pardon me, calling from Michigan, always wants to get off with an attack on the Rothschilds, and so I just ask him not to call again. Ask a question, but please don't get off into a long discourse on the Jewish conspiracy. Go ahead, John.
Yes. My question is a couple questions that are sort of connected. One is, if this thing gets to the point where it starts to get a lot of play, whether on the internet and this type of thing, is there a chance that they could, because Barack Obama has been positioned as the peace president and with war heating up and this type of thing, that they could throw him under the bus and just switch everything to something that's more useful, as opposed to having this thing come to full light?
Well, I think there's always a possibility that Obama might decide not to run for re-election, might pull out, and Hillary Clinton might be brought forth as a candidate. I thought that's always in the background, that this issue builds to the point where, you know, the New World Order forces behind Obama, including Soros, realize they're going to lose the election, unless, of course, they're just as happy with George Romney, whoever is the Republican candidate. But at the same time, I think that what we're dealing with is at least exposing the truth to the American people. The American people realize that someone has been elected president, Barack Obama, on, you know, the left agenda and the mainstream media, diversity president, unvetted, unknown, false identity papers, lies about who he truly is. This could be enough to wake up the American people to realize how manipulated our government and elections are. And I think that's one of the fundamental things here, to keep pressing the truth. Because it's tragic. This is one of the biggest scandals and cover-ups in American history. And my intent is to really reveal it so the American people realize how duped they've been by listening to the mainstream media.
I see. I have one second question, which is, if this does come fully to light, what bearing will this have on all laws and executive orders that Obama has signed?
Well, I think if in fact it's shown that Obama's illegitimately president, that he was not qualified for the office to begin with because he's not a natural-born citizen, it should invalidate all the directives, all the executive orders, all the laws that Obama has signed. And because his presidency would be illegitimate, the laws and actions he took would be illegitimate and should not be enforced. And again, I think this is one of the dire consequences that the supporters of Obama are aware of and understand could happen. So again, pressing for the truth here, regardless of where the chips fall, regardless of the consequences, I think are important to let the American people know that we have a usurper in the White House who has lied about his identity and allowed felonies to be committed, identity theft, in order for him to retain this position.
Thank you, John. I think it's very, very good points that you made. Let's go right now then to Tim, who's calling from Washington State. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Tim, you have a question or comment?
Yes, sir, Dr. Sam. I've been on several websites that report that Barack was born in Kimisu, Mombasa, that's in Kenya, and that his, you know, I turned in a website to the federal district attorney in Spokane, and he just laughed at me. If your people want to look up the birth certificate, they should go to a website called Atlas Shrugs, / Obama's fake birth certificate.
Well, basically, Dr. Corsi, have you seen these pictures of this supposed birth certificate from Kenya? I mean, I've seen this. I just don't know what to make of it,
well,
whether it's valid or not.
So far, no valid birth certificate from Kenya has emerged.
Right.
These are fake.
Okay, this is my impression. They do put out this information, Tim.
Yes.
They actually put this out. It's like setting up a straw man so that you can knock it down. And my impression was exactly that, Dr. Corsi, is probably someone from Obama's camp actually put that phony birth certificate from Kenya up there. It's sort of like, it was, I think, a gentleman named Axelrod, who's one of the people who works for Obama, who made the statement, you know, the way that you get things accomplished is why you get a brick and you have someone throw it to your own window, and then you call a press conference and blame people from the other side for doing it. This is the sort of thing they do to confuse the issue. Anything else, Tim?
Yes, I'd just like to say I have a Black Law Dictionary, and in there it says that he cannot create a situation where he makes additional money when he's in the presidency, and I think it's somewhere in the article in the Constitution. I don't have it in front of me right now. But if you look at Alex's, Jones's website, Prison Planet, I think you'll find that he even documents this, that off the Gulf explosion, he made $85 million and is due to make another $100 million, which it would also make that against the Constitution.
How is he going to make this $85 million and $100 million?
Well, he had two accounts, and both of those accounts with Mobil Exxon.
Well, I will just have to get Dr. Corsi's comment on that. I once again think that was probably disinformation. But Dr. Corsi, what about this idea that Barack Obama is making a lot of money off of Sudanese policies? Isn't any money he has in some sort of a blind trust?
Well, I haven't researched it specifically, but Barack Obama made money on his books. His books have been required reading in college, The Streams from My Father. I think it's pretty clear that Bill Ayers, Jack Cashel is right. Bill Ayers largely, I think, was the ghostwriter and wrote the book. I'm sure Barack Obama is going to come out of the White House much wealthier than he went in.
I'm sure he is as well, but the idea that he's making $85 million here...
I haven't researched that issue. I know nothing about it.
And I don't either, and I would be very, very skeptical about so much of the information that's out there. This is why it's so vitally important that we know the people who are writing on the Internet. You see something on WorldNet Daily, you can be sure it's been well-researched. Things written by Dr. Corsi are so much out there, even on talk radio, is falsified. Well, Dr. Corsi, we have 3 minutes, and then I'll let you go.
Well, Stan, I think the key thing I want...
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that, thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
One of them is Saul Alinsky, the evil genius behind Barack Obama. That's Saul Alinsky, the evil genius behind Barack Obama. And then the other is a question of eligibility. The question of eligibility. And let me suggest you may want to call and get a copy of this this radio program. And then, of course, you can listen to some of the things that are said, you know, all sorts of things that are aimed to give us the false impressions. And I'm sure many of the people who call in here certainly mean very, very well. But some of them are professional disinformation specialists, and they put out this information, and if you pick it up, you automatically discredit yourself. For instance, the story that they, you can go up on the internet and you can see Barack Obama's Kenyan birth certificate. I've seen it. I do not believe it. I think it is part of the planned disinformation. You need to know who you can trust. I think you can trust certainly that Alex Jones checks his information very carefully. So does Joyce Riley. So does Dr. Corsi. And certainly we have people here on our program regularly that do extensive research. But there's a planned program of disinformation out there as well, and you need to understand. It's the old adage, you know, that you go ahead and you have somebody throw a brick through your windshield, and then you accuse the other side, and you come up with all sorts of faulty information to discredit your so-called enemies. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we're in real trouble today. I believe there's always been a hidden force, a secret force behind Barack Hussein Obama. If you have not yet read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which is well documented, you need to get it. And let me suggest our new DVD. It's called The Dangerous Deception. The Dangerous Deception, and it's an interview. You can actually see the filmed interview I did in 1980 with a gentleman whose name was Norman Dodd. He'd been the director of research for the Reese Committee, the only congressional committee ever allowed to investigate the Rockefeller Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, and the Council on Foreign Relations. And then, of course, there's about a 45-minute dissertation where I tell you what I've learned over the last 50 years, how this all fits together, and the powerful political, ideological, financial, and spiritual forces behind everything going on today. We are going to lose America unless, of course, the American people wake up, unless we have a massive revival in this country. I believe we're going to see God's vengeance on America. And why should we object? Remember those words of Thomas Jefferson, who wrote, God, who gave us life, gave us liberty. But can the liberty of a nation be secure when the conviction has been forgotten that liberty is the gift of God? I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and his justice will not sleep forever. So please, of course, go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. Read our newsletters. Watch the DVDs we have posted there. Listen to our radio programs. And you can listen 24 hours a day on the archives, the live programming. But, of course, we don't expect you to do that. But at least try to listen as often as you can. Encourage others to listen. And then, of course, please, if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, we'd love to hear from you. But we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for Alex Jones and Joyce Riley, our good friend John Loeffler, who's on over 300 stations, certainly for Ron Paul, because he's on the front lines of this battle and trying to get the truth out. And believe me, he's risking his life. If you don't think they would kill political candidates, remember what happened to Bobby Kennedy. But please, please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Lindsay Williams, and he's going to talk about a member of the elite who has recently come forward and giving him additional information on what's going on. Now, of course, you know, in the past, wireless Lindsay has forwarded to us some of the information he'd gotten from Ken Fromm, who was president of ARCO when he retired from... And basically, of course, Ken Fromm was part and parcel of the elite. And Ken had told Lindsay a lot of things about 4 years ago when, of course, they first retouched. They'd been fairly close for many years. And then basically Ken Fromm was actually fired because it allowed Lindsay Williams to learn about the massive pool of all oil off the North Slope of Alaska. And so Ken had actually written a couple of chapters in Lindsay Williams' book, The Energy Non-Crisis. And I guess the elite decided they could do two things, that you could have Fromm killed or bring him back into the fold and promote him, which is what they did. And because of that, why Fromm did not speak to Lindsay for the better part of 30 years. And then just... about 4 years ago, why, of course, Fromm called again and told he'd been instructed to tell Lindsay to stop talking about that massive pool of oil off the North Slope of Alaska, or there'd be serious consequences for Lindsay and his family. And Lindsay, of course, agreed to that. But then Ken Fromm, they began chatting, and Ken told Lindsay a lot of things. I remember, of course, I'd called Lindsay at that time and said, Lindsay, why did you take down your website? Why is your book not for sale on the Internet? And he told me this story, and that he had had to make an agreement to take down his website. He had had to make arrangements to promise that he would not continue talking about the massive oil pool off the North Slope of Alaska, and that he would withdraw his book for sale. So, in fact, he even gave me the opportunity to sell it. And I said, look, if they're making that sort of an offer to you, and an offer you can't refuse, I certainly don't want to be selling that book myself. Be that as it may, through the years, why Ken Fromm continued contacting Lindsay, or Lindsay would contact Ken. And the information he was getting was really very, very important. One of the things that Ken Fromm said, and this was about 4 years ago, that by the end of the year 2012, the dollar would be dead. And, of course, also talking about, of course, what was happening in the monetary system, how the elite used gold and silver. That was their medium of exchange. The paper that we were using wasn't worth the paper it was recorded on. But he made a number of other very astute observations. One of them was that there would be a war with Iran, but it was going to be sometime in the future, 2.5-3 years from then. And basically, of course, the figure was about a few months ago. It hasn't come about, but everything points to the fact we're going to have a war. Lindsay, thank you so very much for being with us. Lindsay Williams, are you there?
Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry, it's such a privilege to be with you tonight, and I thank you so much for allowing me to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you with us, and I just hope you'll bring us up to date with what you're learning from this new gentleman who's giving you information. I know you still have other contacts as well, but we want to know what you're hearing, so hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment with Lindsay Williams. Lindsay, go right ahead.
Dr. Stan, I know you always have new listeners, so you've done such a marvelous job of bringing people up to date. But just very quickly, number of years ago, I had the privilege of being invited by the elite of the world to be their chaplain for 3 years. And as Dr. Stan has said, some of these people kept in touch with me over the years. And for the past 35 years, every time any one of them has ever said anything, it has happened exactly as they said it. And I've had the privilege of appearing on Dr. Stan's program so many times and telling what one of these elitists might have told me. Well, 1 year ago, approximately this time of year, Mr. Ken Fromm passed away. As Dr. Stan just mentioned, he was a person that had given me so much information. There is still an individual that I call Mr. X. And fortunately, I am so glad that it happened that way, that Dr. Stan one day asked me, he said, Lindsay, can I really prove that all of this is true? And back before this gentleman ceased to talk to radio, talk to a host, I actually gave Dr. Stan his phone number. He called him on the phone, did talk with him briefly, and now this individual's in his 70s. He's retired. His children are grown. They have left home, and he has a wife, and he's getting very concerned. And I'm amazed how concerned this gentleman is, mainly because of his own family. So I'm going to ask everyone there in the listening audience to please do me a favor tonight. Will you please get a pencil and paper? There are going to be some statements and predictions made in this program that you have never heard before. I will prove them to you, give you the background to them. And these are things that have come my way just within the past days. It is amazing that some of the elite themselves are becoming so concerned. Now, I'll give you a few of these statements, and then I'll go on to prove them in the time that we have in the program. First of all, recently it has been told me when the financial collapse will take place. Now, I know this sounds startling. And you remember that I have for months said it's not going to happen yet. It's not time yet. The elite are not ready. Well, I'll go into that in a moment or two. Now, secondly, an item that's come up just recently that is amazing, and when you hear the background to this, you'll put all the pieces together by what you've heard on the news. Why Obama may not be reelected. I mean, this is much to our advantage, and he has really angered the elite. And I think there was
Hold that thought, Lindsay. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Crystal Lindsay has basically talked about the information he's getting from one of the members of the elite, who I do know what his name is. He's called Mr. X now, but I have talked to him personally, and he is legitimately, certainly was very close to the centers of power, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Probably not a member of the upper echelon like Mr. Fromm, but certainly well aware and well connected within the Brotherhood. And basically, of course, Lindsay has said that we are going to have an economic collapse, but not yet. And then, of course, go right ahead with Lindsay.
You notice the wording that I used on this last phrase, and that was, why Obama may not. Please notice those words carefully. Why Obama may not be reelected. And then, recently, I've also been given some very startling items that were secrets of the elite. And I'll give you those tonight. Again, the Keystone Pipeline. Oh, this is so important, and I can't stress enough.
This is the pipeline that runs from the Alberta tar sands down, of course, to the Gulf of Mexico that Obama has vetoed. And, of course, this is absolutely essential to get the price of oil down, of course, to bring those massive oil deposits from Canada into the United States. But, of course, you have to understand that Obama doesn't want us in our cars. They're intentionally going to drive up the cost of gasoline and gasoline products here in the United States. But he can't tell the American people that. People don't like paying $4 a gallon for gasoline, $5 over in Paris now, it's $10 a gallon, and chances are it's going to go up much higher to $6, $7, $5 a gallon here in the next couple of years because of Obama's policies. All the time he's going to tell us, oh, we've got to come up with alternative sources of energy. Why, of course, we need wind and solar. We need a lot more electric cars, but, of course, nobody ever asks, where does electricity for electric cars come from? Why, it comes from burning either coal or gas. Go ahead.
Why Mr. Obama canceled out on the Keystone Pipeline is what is so important. And I will give you that tonight exactly as my elitist friend told it to me. And then there's another item that's been given to me just recently. What currency you need to get into immediately? Now, this is so important, and we'll give it toward the end of the program. What currency you need to get into immediately in light of what the elitists have planned. So tonight, I hope you have those pencils and paper handy. We'll write down these things, put them beside your calendar, and then check them off as you see them happen. Because every time for the past 35 years that these elitists have given me information, it has never failed to happen just like they gave it. So you can count on this also. I beg of you, please listen to my concerned elitist friend. He's past 70. He's concerned about his children and family. I've never seen him this way before, and I've been talking to him on a regular basis. He is so concerned that you need to know, basically, if we must do something immediately, or America will be doomed. There is time, definitely, and it is much to our advantage, the fact that the financial collapse has not taken place yet. Now, just within the past few weeks, a Wall Street insider, now I'm going to give you his name in a moment, so again, I hope you have those pencils and paper handy so you can write it down. There was a Wall Street insider, a man who was on Wall Street for many years. He said to me one day, he said, Chaplain, I could walk out my front door and look up at the Twin Towers before they were destroyed. This man is an older gentleman. He was very much into the Wall Street scene, and he became so concerned about the corruption in Wall Street until he said, I can't stay there any longer. Well, I was put in touch with him back about a year ago. We've had many conversations, and we were comparing notes and found out that he saw and learned on Wall Street exactly what I saw when I was on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. He heard some of the same information from the elite that I had heard back in those days, and just recently he said, okay, Lindsay, I think it's time for me to be able to give some of this out. And he agreed to appear on camera with me and tell his entire story. You will find it one of the most fascinating stories you've ever heard, apart from my story itself. Now, so that you can check him out, as you know, in the past, in my book, Energy Non-Crisis, for many years, I only called my people Mr. X because I had to protect them until the time that they were retired and were out of the mainstream. And then, of course, when Mr. Fromm passed away, when he died about a year ago, I actually told you his name. Well, this Wall Street insider has given me permission to use his name. You go check it out. You will find out that this man was there in the very top echelon and now for the first time has been willing to appear on camera and tell his story. And when you compare it, you'll find it's almost identical to the story that I found when I was at Prudhoe Bay. His name is Tom Fowler, F-Y-L-E-R. And at this point, I'm going to have to tell you that I told you so. I don't like using that expression, but I bear with me a moment, and you'll understand why I'm saying it. Back about last September, October, and Dr. Stan, I had the privilege of being on your show back then, and so it's in the archives of your program. I said, the elite have told me that there's not going to be a financial collapse October, November, and December. It won't happen. Nearly every newsletter writer out there was saying, collapse, collapse, collapse. Financial system's coming to an end. Whenever Greece falls, the European Union is falling. Well, I went back to my elitist friend again in December, and I said, when is the financial collapse going to take place? And again, he said, Chaplain, it's not time yet. So I came on your program, I believe it was in December or January, Dr. Stan, And I said, there is not going to be a financial collapse in January, February, and March. And I had to apologize to my newsletter writers, friends, because they were all saying, we're going to have a financial collapse in January and February, and all the Ides of March will definitely get us. And then every single newsletter writer that I know of said, once Greece defaults, the euro will collapse, the American dollar will have problems. And Greece did. Yes, Greece, everything but declared bankruptcy. For all practical purposes, it happened. And it didn't collapse the countries, the currencies of the world. Now, I'm going to have to tell you that I told you so, because that's exactly what my elitist friends said, and I'll make another prediction right now. You're not going to have a financial collapse in March, April, or May, and probably not in June. It is going to happen. Yes, there positively is going to be a financial collapse, and I will tell you in a moment or two what my elitist friend said when the financial collapse will take place, but it has not taken place yet. It took place exactly as they want. It will take place just exactly as they want it. And why hasn't it happened? I told you this back about last October or November. My elitist friend had said, we want to create massive debt in every country in the world. Greece is just the beginning. It's going to go to Italy, then to France, many other countries, America, $15 trillion plus. And on and on it goes, the elite are intentionally holding off on the financial collapse until they can create such massive debt in this world that once they do allow the collapse to take place, every country in the world, they can immediately step in and say, your currency has failed. You'll have to take our new world order and our new world currency because you have no choice. Now, you remember the expression that Mr. Fromm and others gave me before he passed away, the dollar will be dead by the end of 2012. Don't pay any attention to the stock market. It is not an indicator of anything, but there is something you need to pay attention to very carefully. And I still hold to what I have said before. The dollar will be dead, not non-existent, but the dollar will be dead by the end of 2012, and I'd like to show you three things that have happened just within the past 2 months that has signaled the death of the dollar. Think about them. You heard them in the news. Maybe you recognized just how important they were. First of all, China and Japan, approximately 2 months ago, signed the largest trade agreement that has ever been signed in the history of the world, as far as anybody knows. They said, we will buy and sell and trade from each other, and we will not use the American dollar for purchases, trade, and payment of anything in our new trade agreement. That was the first time that the reserve currency of the world, the American dollar, there was a crack. And it began to show very much because now the world doesn't need our dollar anymore. Why has the dollar always been the reserve currency of the world, the petrodollar of the world? It's because the world needed it. They couldn't trade and sell in anything else. Nothing else was universally accepted by every country. Now China and Japan said about 2 months ago, no more dollars and I will sell and trade. Then Iran and India. Oh, this is so important. We put all those sanctions on Iran. The European Union put sanctions on Iran. The UN put sanctions on Iran. And Iran was in a mess. Iran is the fourth largest oil-producing country in the world. They supply approximately 3.5 million barrels of crude oil every day. What are they going to do with it if they can't use the American dollar to sell it to other countries? So the European Union came along and said, after June the 1st, no European Union country is allowed to buy oil from Iran. The United States came along and said, you can't use the American dollar for the purchase and sale and trade of Iranian oil. Well, India stepped up and said, well, we need that oil. India's economy is growing so rapidly. They said, we will buy it from you. But Iran said, I can't sell it to you because I can't use the American dollar. India said, no problem. We'll be glad to pay you in gold. I hope you caught that. Do you realize that the American dollar now is not going to be used in a million barrels of crude oil every 24 hours from Iran that is going to India? and they're paying them.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Go right ahead, Lindsay.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's PROPAX.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? Even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
The world is just as the British pound was the currency of the world up until probably the Second World War. But now the dollar is the dominant, or has been the dominant, currency. But of course, increasingly countries are beginning to move away from payment of debt and purchase of oil and other items with the dollar. And India now is using gold in their exchange with Iran. Other countries are paying Iran in gold. They've worked out currency arrangements between China and India and China and Russia, where they'll use their local own currencies to move away from the dollar. So the dollar certainly is going to lose its status as the reserve currency of the world. And when that happens, it's going to be disastrous as far as anything you have, of course, that is denominated in dollars. Then, of course, and I'm talking about your pension fund, I'm talking about your insurance policies, I'm talking about your annuities, your bonds, your savings accounts, anything that you have that's denominated in dollars, it will be certainly rapidly lose value at that time. The other thing is, of course, when is the collapse going to come? So go ahead and pick up the story there. And Sidney Lindsay says he's heard this statement from his friends, and he also heard it from this gentleman, Mr. Tom Filer, who has come to him from Wall Street and appears as a guest in Lindsay's latest DVD, an older man who wants to alert the American people. He worked on Wall Street for years. He knows the plan. Go right ahead, Lindsay.
When I was asked years ago to be the chaplain to the elite and did for a three-year period, I considered it a privilege because I believe today that by the providence of God, I was there for the purpose of being able to be here on this radio show tonight and others like yours from time to time, because I can warn people and save them so many heartaches. And that's what I'm trying my best to do, is to help you know what it is that the elite have planned. There is nothing that ever happens by chance. Nothing ever happens by chance in the price of gasoline and crude oil. Nothing ever happens by chance with any bill that goes through Washington, D.C. Everything is by design. Every president of the United States of America since Mr. Ronald Reagan has been put in and trained by the elite. And one of the things that I learned when I lived with the elite those 3 years is they have a code of ethics. And one of the facets of that code of ethics is they must tell you everything they're going to do before they do it. Now, that code of ethics is quite different than Dr. Stan's and my code of ethics, which is the Bible and the Word of God, but the elite have a code of ethics. And I'm going to give you what they are trying to tell you through their code of ethics, and then you will know how to know when the financial collapse is going to take place. Don't pay any attention to the stock market. It has nothing to do with the timing of the collapse that the elite are going to allow to be brought about. Don't pay any attention to the euro, the European Union currency. Yes. Now, I still go back to the statement that was made to me some while back by one of my elitist friends, that when the euro collapses, you have 2 to 3 weeks to get out of all paper, or you're going to lose it. That's 401Ks, IRAs, your Federal Reserve notes, your bank account. If it is written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. But that will take place, it'd be too late then. If you wait until you see the euro crash, you're in big trouble. You need to know what the sign of the financial collapse is before it happens. Again, don't pay any attention to the price of crude oil. I know crude oil goes up and down, and Mr. Fromm said many things about watching crude oil, and I would know where the elite were in the process of what they were doing, but that still is not the most important thing. Keep something in mind. In 1929, at the time of the Great Depression, there were many people who made huge fortunes. Everyone did not stand in a soup line. There were many people who knew the Depression was coming. They knew what was going to take place. They made preparations for it, and they had the wherewithal to be able to purchase assets at that time, which later could make them great fortunes. You do not have to take a loss because of the financial collapse that's going to take place if you will listen to what they're going to do and take precautions now.
All right, fine. Well, Chris Lindsay, I hope you, when we get back, I hope you get into what something, how people will recognize when this whole house of cards is coming down. Ladies, it's coming down. The only question is when and how will you know what's going to happen.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free.
Well, Lindsay, you go right ahead.
There's one word that you need to write down in your notes. That word is derivatives. Now, I didn't even know what they were up until about a year ago. I had heard the word. I didn't have the slightest idea what the definition was. And when Mr. Tom Fowler and I compared notes with what I had been told by my Mr. X and what he sees on Wall Street today, you can know when the financial collapse is about to take place, not by the stock market, not by the euro, not by crude oil prices. You will know it according to the derivative market. Now, derivatives are very complicated financial instruments. And maybe you don't know what they are, but if you don't, please, you need to educate yourself on the term derivatives. There is no control over derivatives. Congress has tried over and over to pass some law controlling derivatives, and they've never been able to do it because the elitists have stepped in and they have seen to it that enough congressmen would not vote for it. There are positively no rules nor regulations on the subject of derivatives, and derivatives will be the key, the indicator. When the derivative market begins to crumble, you've had it. It's all over. And it'll happen before you see the stock market crash. It'll happen before you see the euro crash. It'll happen before you see certain things happen in crude oil. Derivatives will be the indicator that you can know when it begins to crumble, the derivative market, you must be out of all paper by that time. If you don't, you will lose it. And if you have any doubt as to what a derivative is, let me urge you. We take about a 25-minute segment in our new DVD series, Secrets of the Elite. And by the way, the first ones haven't even gone out yet. We finished the editing, and we're ready to begin production. They'll be going out next week, the first copies of this. I would urge you to place your order and be right ready to get the first ones. And in it, we've taken about 20 minutes on the subject of derivatives. There are four people, you'll recognize them when you see them, very prominent people in the financial field who gathered together with me in the studio to make this new segment. And one of them took the subject of derivatives, and he did the greatest job of explaining what derivatives are that I have ever heard in my life.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Krista. Lindsay is basically saying that you'll know when the crash is coming because the derivative market will be beginning to crumble. Now, what are derivatives? Well, they're insurance policies on financial purchases. You buy a product, you buy a bond, and of course you expect to get paid back, but just in case you don't get paid back, you buy an insurance policy, and that's what a derivative is. But of course the major banks are writing these derivative contracts, but they're writing them without any funds to back them up. So we're talking about somewhere between 600 or 700 trillion and $1.25 quadrillion in derivatives out there, their insurance policies with nothing behind them. And Lindsay is simply saying he's been told, and it's confirmed by his friend, Mr. Tom Filer, that when the derivative market begins to crumble, at that point, when the whole house of cards comes down. Now, suddenly Lindsay's put together a new four DVD set. They will be available. Lindsay, would you like to tell people how they can get this new DVD set on the coming financial collapse?
Dr. Stan, thank you so very much for allowing me to do this. Please give our 800 number a call. The number is 1-888-799-6111. It's our toll-free number. Or you can go on the web if you'd like to www.prophecyclub.com, PROPHECYCLUB.com, or toll-free, 24 hours a day, operators are standing by, middle of the night, middle of the day, matters not, and our toll-free number, 888-799-6111, and by the way, you'll talk to an American operator whenever you call. You won't talk to a foreigner. Now, when you see and understand what these financial people, top financial people in America, four of them, that you will see their names. And Mr. Tom Fowler, by the way, gives his phone number. You will have the privilege of actually talking to a Wall Street insider. If you wish to give him a call, you can talk with him personally and verify many of the things that I'm saying and the things that you're hearing tonight about derivatives. Now, another subject I need to cover that's so important that my elitist friend went into just recently, and that is why Mr. Obama may not, and please notice those words, may not. I didn't say he positively isn't. Why Mr. Obama may not be reelected in November. Here's why. The Keystone Pipeline, a few moments ago, Dr. Stan was talking about it. I also mentioned it in the beginning. The Keystone Pipeline was to go from Alaska all the way across Canada, wind up at the United States of America. The elite must have it. Did you hear that? They must have it. Mr. Obama double-crossed the elite. And just after he canceled out on the Keystone Pipeline, I called, and this is the one you know, by the way, Dr. Stan, Mr. X, that you've talked with on the phone. I called him, and I said, what is this with the Keystone Pipeline? Now, think back for a moment, and you'll pick up some pieces here. You remember that Mr. Obama said that he, on a certain date, he was going to announce what part that America would have or would have no part in the Keystone Pipeline. He did not announce it on that date. He waited 2 weeks to announce his decision about the Keystone Pipeline. It is so significant. And unless you talked with one of the elite, you'd never know why he waited 2 weeks. He waited 2 weeks, gave his decision. Well, when he finally gave his decision that America, he said, it is not to the advantage of Americans to have part in the Keystone Pipeline. Oh, that's the furthest thing in the world from the truth. Thousands of jobs would have been created by the Keystone Pipeline. Billions of dollars would have come into the American economy because of the Keystone Pipeline. And I knew that there was something wrong here. And I called up my elitist friend, whom you know, Dr. Stan, and I said, why did Mr. Obama cancel out on the Keystone Pipeline? Oh, my goodness, did he come apart. Whew. I mean, he didn't have any kind words whatsoever. And so let me give you some background, and then I'll tell you exactly what he said, but I'm going to hold off on telling you his exact words until I give this. On the North Slope of Alaska this past summer, now please, go on the Internet after the program tonight. Don't you change the dial right now, but after the program, you go on the Internet, and you look up Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, Liberty Rig, the largest oil drilling rig that's ever been built on the face of the earth. Was brought in on the flotilla this past summer to Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, and it was put on Gull Island. You remember my book? There's a chapter entitled, If Gull Island Doesn't Blow Your Mind, This Will. It's the only place on the face of the earth you'll find about the largest oil pool that's ever been discovered on the face of the earth. And for 35 years, nobody but my book ever let it out because it had been already classified material. And Mr. Fromm and I dared to put it in the book, and that's a story within itself. Now, they are drilling right now with that Liberty rig. They're going down over 40,000 feet. They know the pool of oil is there. It is supposed to come in probably towards the end of next summer, and they needed the Keystone Pipeline to bring that oil to market because it's the only way they can bring it. They can't take it, the oil, through the Arctic Ocean because it freezes over 9 months out of the year. They can't get around by Fort Wainwright. They can't take it down the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline because it's over 35 years old and it is worn so thin it won't carry the pressure of 2 million barrels of oil. Now, those of you who know about oil and you've ever been in the oil patch, you know that every so many days they must run a pig, they call it, down the oil pipeline in order to cut the paraffin off that is collected on the sides of the pipe, or it would actually close it up and it cuts down on the flow rate. So whenever that pig is run down, it's a big round ball with little things like razor blades all over it. And after 35 years, it has cut away at that pipe time after time that it's been run down to the point that the pipe is so thin, they can't carry the oil necessary. And the state of Alaska will not allow them to build another pipeline down that corridor and bring the oil out. So that means the Keystone Pipeline was what the elite wanted, what they need in order to bring the oil to market, and Mr. Obama canceled out on it, and I called my elitist friend. He was livid. And I said, what in the world happened? Mr. Obama double-crossed the elite. I'm going to give you his exact words. Here they are. Now, you have those pencils and paper that I asked you to get earlier. Please write this down. My elitist friend said one expression whenever I said, why did Mr. Obama cancel out on the Keystone Pipeline? And he delayed for 2 weeks in doing it. That is significant. I said, why did he do it? And he said one thing. He is a Muslim. Now, I'm telling you his exact words. I'm not throwing off on anybody. I'm just telling you exactly what he said. And those were his exact words. He said, he is a Muslim. Folks, do you realize that Mr. Obama had delayed for 2 weeks in making his decision because many of the Muslim countries of the world, Saudi Arabia and others, had given literally millions of dollars to Mr. Obama's previous election campaign, and he was waiting for them to promise him millions and millions of dollars for his next campaign, and Mr. Obama double-crossed the elite in favor of his Muslim brothers. And as a result, today the elite are so angry at Mr. Obama. This is to our advantage, people. This is so exciting to me, and I hope it is to you, too. They are so angry with him, they may not allow him to be reelected in this November election. Now, wait a minute. You mean, Mr. Chaplain Williams, you're telling me that the presidency of the United States of America is controlled? You better believe it. Every single president since President Reagan has been put in by the will of the elite. And if Mr. Obama, if they did not want him in, all they would have to do is just smear him with the national liberal media a few times. And it's already happening. You remember the other day there was a bill put before Congress to impeach him, and then he's in trouble by something else he's done in the last few days. And more recently I've seen pictures of him frowning instead of smiling on the front page of the newspaper when they have his picture out there. Mr. Obama is in big, big trouble with the elite. And because of that, he may not get reelected in this next campaign. And if, for those of you who would like to see a change in the administration in Washington, D.C., this is very much to our advantage. And I am excited that he did what he did, even though I'm very sorry that we won't get the oil. But there was a reason for all of this, hidden behind the scenes, and only when I contacted my elitist friend did I find out what the real story is. Now, very quickly, one other item I'd like to cover. What currency should a person get into immediately in light of what the elite know are going to happen? This is so important. You remember Mr. Fromm and others said to me, if it's written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. The dollar has diminished in value to the point that its purchasing power is going down and down. It was told me that the currency of the elite is gold and silver. You need to understand something about gold and silver. Whenever you purchase gold and silver in order to protect the purchasing power of your investments, whenever you purchase gold and silver, you must purchase gold and silver minted by the United States Mint. Why? It is legal tender for payment of debt. The state of Utah just passed a law the other day stating that gold and silver must be accepted by the grocery store, the hardware store, drug store, no matter what it is. They haven't found a way to implement it yet. But they said gold and silver must be accepted in payment for debt. Only gold and silver minted by the United States Mint. And there's one other thing you need to know in light of this. And again, please listen to my latest friend so you'll understand and be protected and have food on your table when the new world order steps in. You need, if at all possible, to buy pre-1933 gold minted by the United States Mint. Now, I don't sell gold and silver. Dr. Stan can tell you where to go for that. You can buy an ounce from me if you tried. I'm trying to help you spare yourself heartache. Pre-1933 coins minted by the United States Mint in gold. Why? As you remember, Franklin Delano Roosevelt said the people in America can't own gold anymore, and bullion massive amounts of gold were collected. Then Americans were allowed to own gold again. But at the time they made it legal for Americans to own gold again, there was a law passed by Congress that any coin minted by the United States Mint in gold prior to 1933 could never be confiscated. if they decide they wanted to confiscate gold again, as Franklin Delano Roosevelt did, they cannot confiscate gold minted prior to 1933. The gold coins, the liberties, the eagles, and so on, and all silver coins, by the way, as long as a silver coin, is minted by the United States Mint, you know them as a silver dollar, and you can buy them at any gold dealers. Any silver coin minted by the United States Mint, regardless of what date is on it, it can be used for legal tender and payment of debt, but any gold coin minted prior to 1933 cannot, by law, be confiscated by the United States government. And I have been told to urge my people, folks who are willing to listen to me, you need to make preparations immediately in light of what is taking place with the elite and the fact of what's going to happen to the American dollar. Dr. Stan?
Well, I certainly think your advice is well-founded, and I think that what you're saying is absolutely true. We're in for a very real problem, and I really believe they're going to destroy the value of our currency. There is no better way to destroy a nation than to destroy the monetary system, and there really are people in key positions in government who want to destroy the United States. And if you doubt that, you need to read the Earth Charter, written by Mikhail Gorbachev, by Marie Strong, and by Stephen Rockefeller, the son of Nelson Rockefeller, the Earth Charter. You need, of course, to read Agenda 21, the Global Biodiversity Assessment, which is available from at least a summary from Radio Liberty. It's all part of a plan. Agenda 21 is the secret agenda of the elite for the 21st century. It is published, but the average American has never heard of it, although I would say that the state of Tennessee, within the last week, the legislature voted to condemn Agenda 21, and that information has been totally blocked out across America. Why would they block it out? Why, they don't want the American people to know there is a secret subversive agenda put forward by the elite, what I call the Brotherhood of Doctors. Go right ahead.
You know, it's quite interesting, Dr. Stan. What Mr. Tom Fowler calls the elite, I use the word elite, he calls them, he uses another expression for the elite, but he's talking of the exact same people. The powers that be, I think, is the ones he used. I had a very unique experience that you'll hear Mr. Tom Fowler talk about some very similar things to this. By the way, please, folks, after you hear his presentation and his testimony, it is so amazing to listen to a man who was there actually on Wall Street and heard it. He was talking about the fact how that one day, back in about many years ago, when he was first on Wall Street, he heard the word derivative for the first time. He had never heard it before. And he was told that they were supposed to sell these things. And then only a few days later, one of the powers that be, as he calls them, I call them the elite, actually sent him a letter saying, Tom, don't tell the people what these things are. Actually, you'll hear him say this on the DVD, The Secrets of the Elite, that we just produced. And he said, don't tell them what they are. And he sold them for a number of years until he found out what they were himself. And it really frightened him because of the corruption that he was seeing in Wall Street. And whenever you hear him talk about how that they finally told him, oh, this is so important. They finally told Mr. Fowler, as my friends have told me recently, they actually said these are going to be used as the method of bringing the world's financial system down. He knew this way back in 1980. So, Dr. Stan, these things have been secrets of the elite for all of these years. And that's the reason that we named our new DVD presentation that was just done a week and a half ago, Secrets of the Elite. And Dr. Sand, I want to thank you for allowing me to be with you tonight, be able to inform the people of the very latest of what my latest friends have given me.
And of course, what we've been trying to get our listeners to understand is there is a plan to destroy the financial structure of this nation. Our enemy is not in Moscow or Beijing or are hiding in a cave in Pakistan. Our enemy is in New York City, Washington, D.C. These are the people who would destroy America to further their cause and goal. Agenda 21. Well, Lindsay, you got 3 minutes to wrap up tonight's program.
Dr. Stan, I would urge people, if they will,
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much help I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of them.
From the various hearings that they have, and to go ahead and make stock investments, or suddenly Congress are allowed to invest in IPOs. These are independent private offerings before the stock goes public. And certainly Tom Foley was allowed to invest in 30 of those. 29 of them, he made fabulous sums of money. He lost money in one of them. Suddenly, Hillary Clinton was allowed to play the options market, the commodity market, with Tyson on the other side. She made $100,000 within a month. And to honestly believe that that was legitimate, no, that's the way they bribed the Clintons and the Tom Foleys and all the others. And when was the last time anyone went to jail for doing that sort of thing? Once in a while, they'll certainly target somebody. But he's not a major player. Lyndon Johnson had to borrow money to get to Congress when he was elected, certainly in the 1940s. When he left Congress, he was the richest man in Texas. That's how the game is really played, ladies and gentlemen. That's how the game is played. Lindsay, good night. God bless. And this is the time I need to remind our listeners that my ministry is primarily listener-supported. We need your help. We don't have people with a lot of money. We have a few generous donors who help us, and we have some few advertisers, but we still, of course, have to raise a great deal of money every single month to buy the radio time, but we have a voice. And when you join the Radio Liberty family or when you advertise with us, why, you are helping us, and we hope very soon to have a full contingent of advertisers. And at that point, why, of course, hopefully we'll be able to begin adding additional stations right now. We've even had to consider dropping a few stations, but at least with your help, we hope to hold our own. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. If you can't help materially or financially, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, because we recognize that this is a spiritual battle being played on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear my talk on the dark secret and on the forbidden secret of the syllabus as you go with that, so you can make sure I'm telling you the truth. We have a brand new DVD called The Dangerous Deception. It's an interview I did in 1980 with Norman Dodd, who is the director of research for the Reese Committee, the only congressional committee ever allowed to investigate the Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, the Ford Foundation, and what he found, what Norman Dodd found, is fascinating. The tape also has about 45 minutes of a dissertation, my dissertation, as I tell you what I've learned during the last 50 years, so that you can pick up when I'm not here and get this information out. Certainly we have a DVD of an interview I did with General Lew Walt. General Lew Walt was the four-star Marine general. He was assistant commandant of the Marine Corps. And he talks about the elite who run the world. That's the General Lew Walt interview. It's available on DVD. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Don't forget our new DVD with Ross and Peterson. Suddenly it's called Geoengineering, how they're poisoning our water, they're poisoning our air, they're poisoning our food, and they know exactly what they're doing. And they're poisoning our children, ladies and gentlemen. They're poisoning our children. If you haven't heard my talk on a planned population reduction or Nader genocide, you should get them. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for Alex Jones and Joyce Riley and John Loeffler, and certainly pray for Congressman Ron Paul and his family, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us breathe. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices,
you're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right thing. We got a good show today, as we always do. We're going to be joined in this next hour by Bob Chapman. Time to hear.